What's up?
Hey everyone, and welcome to part 5 of this commentary playthrough of BK3. In the last episode, we escaped from prison, but in the process, our friends got kidnapped. So, we have now got to go and rescue them from the building. Since the last episode, I've done quite a bit of grinding. I hope it's enough. So, without further ado, let's continue with 5-2.
5-2, beyond Dark Higher City.
Where we will meet quite a few new enemies.
Toby is walking toward the northern exit of Dark Higher City. The southern exit is connected to Crystal City, and the northern one is connected to Flame Town. Electron is a small city east of Flame Town. Your Mygen's laboratory has already been demolished. The location is now an extensive grassy area. Person 1, Otobi. Toby, who are you? Person 1, we will never forget you until the end of our lives. You are the best hero ever. You saved not only this city, but this entire continent as well.
Sure did.
Toby, the best hero and the best evil. Person 1, what's up? Are you on a journey this time?
Yep.
Toby, yeah, yes. I have something to ask at Electron and I'm heading there now. I heard that the city had developed a new technology. I hope it will be helpful to you. One more thing. There seems to be monsters who were accidentally imported from another continent in the northern area. They are called mini demons. They will rush at you and bite you. Be careful. Toby, actually, some unknown guys came from another continent and kidnapped my friends. I'm guessing there might be a relation between these unknown people and the mini demons, so I'll hurry. Person 1, okay, good luck. We'll always support you. Do not forget. Toby, thank you. I have a lot of supporters. I will save my friends. I will. I won't fail this time. Hang in there. I'll get to you soon, my stupid friends.
Okay, so there are spirit trees in this area. Crazy horses. And
yeah, if you're not prepared for some of these,
Angeline and Ross join.
Did you join?
Here I am.
How the hell did you do that? That's cool.
Oh, boy. That was giving me a little issue trying to join the call, so that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did. Okay, so here's what was weird is I didn't even get a notification that you were on. And then, so I'm like, okay, so I'm like messing around going, okay, let's see. And then all of a sudden I show that there was a group call. So why you did not notify me, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Here I am.
Yeah, so joining me tonight for this episode is Brian, Josh, and Angeline. The little gang of BK3 players. Well, woo-hoo! And... yeah. Yeah, now, so the enemies... Now, the enemies in this area, if you're not prepared, are very tough.
Yeah.
Ah, you're where I'm at. This is where I'm stuck. As usual.
Yeah, so if you're not prepared for this, they can really...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm grinding in the stage 2 right now. But yeah, this is where I left off.
Yeah, well, I'm stage 5. It ain't easy, trust me.
No, it's not.
It is now.
Why?
Yeah, if you have your stats up, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, that's what
but if your stats are low, like mine are, kind of, even though mine are up from what they were... This area still won't get me.
That's what I'm working on right now. Get fast up enough.
Yeah.
Right now,
I would mainly focus on
level
like
stage 4, but I'm under level stage 5.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend beefing up your attack and defense.
Yeah.
And I train.
Because that's what I have to do. I think my HP is a little bit low, so that could be another reason why I'm having such a hard time.
I'm now doing 58 damage to blue slimes, which is pretty good.
Holy crap,
yeah.
Man.
What weapon are you using?
Long blade.
I started using the pachinko ball because it's... You're not having to jam on the space bar constantly. You just hold the space bar down as long as you want.
Yeah.
Just don't run out of your pachinko balls.
And I'm doing 290 damage to mini demons.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's pretty good, actually, because I don't think I'm doing that much damage.
So, that's like, what? How many hits to kill one?
If you want to do quick damage to these guys, use the landmines if you've got any. Lay those down.
I've never tried one.
So basically, when you hit X, and that takes you to items that you have picked up. When you find the one,
oh my god!
Hit enter.
Those mines are powerful.
And so when the demon steps on it, it will explode and do a ton of damage.
Jesus! Do you know how much damage that mine did to the spirit tree?
How much? Yeah,
37,000
of damage. But you only have 5 of them, so...
37,300.
But, see, here's the bad thing. You only get 5 of them, so use them sparingly.
No, you can buy more. But, no, you can buy them.
You can get more, though, I think.
You can.
I don't know where, because none of them...
Yeah, you can go back and get
stage
more.
Stage 3.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because, you only get 5.
Do you get experience for that or not?
Yeah. I'll look.
You should.
Okay.
I'm just looking. Yes, you do.
75 XP. Wow.
Okay. I didn't know if you get experience if you use the mines or not, but apparently...
I didn't either, but I used them anyway because it was a lot faster than having to keep jamming on the...
Yeah. Because I know you don't later in... in a later stage where you...
You don't get to...
Stage 16.
Oh, when you fire the rockets, yeah, you don't...
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks. That sucks.
I mean, you don't have to play it that way. You can just use weapons, but if you choose to use rockets, you don't.
I don't use rockets. The only part I ever use rockets on is 16-4 with the extinguisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize those mines did that much damage. Holy crap, I didn't even pay attention.
That might work on the next boss.
I just know once, you know, one of the demons stepped on it and it was dead instantly. And I was like, holy crap.
Those might increase with your, I'm not sure if they increase with your attack or not.
I bet they probably
in damage.
Will.
Let me look. Hold on, what does it say?
I don't know.
Mindful explodes when stepped on. Doesn't say. I wonder if it does. Because my tech is 65 right now.
Well, the balls do. I don't think they say that though either.
No.
I seriously want to know now. Darn, the ice balls just amuse the heck out of me. I want to know what's in them.
I know, right? Me too, because it sounds like you're eating like, it sounds like you're scooping up a spoonful of yogurt and eating it.
Now, the other thing I'm wondering is if maybe there's meat in them, because there's no way rice is realistic to keep you going as long as it does.
Exactly. Too much carbs. You'd be running on carbs. In all honesty, though, I like the next one that comes up, the bigger, I forget what they're called, a different healing item because they heal more.
Oh, the mushrooms.
The mushrooms or whatever,
yeah.
Those ones
oh my god!
More than...
I'm almost ready to level up again to level 41.
Dang!
Jeez.
Holy crap.
Where the heck are you leveling?
5-2. Because these crazy horses, even though I'm level...
grinding spot.
Even though I'm level 40, these crazy horses are giving 112 experience a go.
Those
How do you even manage to
game
get them
in that
before
level?
They blitz past you?
I know, right?
Use the pachinko.
Use
the what?
Pachinko.
Oh, the pachinko. Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. Because you can get them from afar, from a distance. That's what I like about the pachinko.
62,416. Nice.
There's more powerful versions of that weapon later, actually. But they're a little slower.
And you can get the pachinko in stage 3 in the...
I've got one of those, but I ran out of balls.
Is it 2 or 3? I can't remember.
3.
3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got it. And you go back to...
And then, when you buy that, then you have to buy the pet caps for it. Otherwise, you have nothing.
Yeah.
It'll be useless.
I didn't buy that. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to buy a whole ton. That's why it's good to grind. Those levels. That way you get plenty of gold.
Because it eats up your ammunition, because it's, like, so fast that...
It does, because it's constantly...
If
you like, if you hold the space bar, it just keeps shooting until you run out.
Yeah. Clean water nut, hashing opal, 997, used by the power... Oh, you're good for...
Nice!
What I like about this game versus BK2 is a lot of the enemies just respawn in a lot of areas. In some areas in BK2, they weren't like that. So.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means you
that's
could...
the whole. That's the whole reason for really good grinding in this in BK3 because of that. Mm-hmm.
Because in some areas in BK2, it was actually possible to like completely clean out areas to where there'd be nothing left.
Nothing, so you could grind. You'd have to find another spot.
But I still say, in some respect, BK2 was harder.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm still really thinking about playing the Chaos version.
That is easier. BK2 Chaos is easier than the normal version.
Yeah.
Because you can buy the Spirit Sword in Stage 1 shop.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, it's free, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so... how long till we level up?
Level 40. Experience 63,293. 707 required for the next level. Sub-menu.
That won't take you long.
Nope.
Yeah, I think Crazy Horses give you the most.
They give you a lot.
Experience. Yeah.
What stat should when I level up next? What stat should I improve? Considering we have a pretty hard boss fight coming up.
You probably want to boost up your stick, I would say, but I don't know.
I'm
going
to use iron balls to kill it.
Yeah.
And tech, I think, wouldn't tech be...
Yeah, maybe, yeah, defense, because that thing hits hard.
Yeah, it
does. I don't know what your defense is, but...
Yeah. I can tell you, his defense is a lot higher than mine.
Many demons hit hard in general, so you want to be careful with...
My defense at the moment is 140.
Yeah, mine's only like 100 or something like that, so I'm boosting it up now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to grind and ultimately amp my attack and defense.
Wow!
Oh, there's another...
Leveled up!
My attack is a bit low, but when I level up next, I'll level it up again.
Yeah,
my tech is really low, because
I've
been focusing on
now,
attack and defense.
One of the things I didn't mention about this game, and this is especially important for new players that are new to this game. Make sure that you you carefully manage your stats, because if you're not careful, it's possible to do zero damage to things to the point where...
Yeah, that's what I did when I first started playing.
Yeah,
Toby
to the point where all you can really do is just go to another stage and grind and get another level again. So be careful the way you distribute your stats.
Yeah.
So should I do 6 into defense and 6 into tech, or 12 into defense? For the next boss,
I'd say half and half.
Yeah.
I think
I
your defense is
myself.
Yeah.
Three. Yeah, me too.
Maybe split it 3 ways and go 3 in attack, 3 in defense, and 3 in tech. Just to get everything leveled up a little more. That way probably the Pachinko will do even more damage.
Well, my
You also get more level up points. I think you start out with what? Is it what?
10.
How many do you start out with? Is it
10.
Yeah.
10.
I'm up to 12 now.
I think it increases every...
20 levels.
20, yeah. So you get one... You get one more point every 20 levels. There's actually a maximum amount of points you can get, and I'm at that maximum right now. I don't remember what it is, but...
Well, in the higher difficulties, I have found a great way to grind really quick.
Was that is that in stage four you were telling me?
No, no, it's not actually. No.
Oh.
It started raining. Maybe I really should search for somewhere I can escape from the rain. But nowhere.
No, if you get enough paper dolls in 5-3, the sun will be out, so you'll get like the spirit trees and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah,
but
I remember that.
They're really high leveled. Now,
oh, I
if you
miss that part.
Oh no, you can't do that yet. You can't do that yet.
Oh.
But,
oh,
but, here's the kicker, Brian. If you have the magical ball and you go invisible, and say you're on, like, the hell difficulty or something, you might be fighting enemies in 5-3 that are, like, level 22,000 or something.
Jeez.
Whoa.
So you will get everything you kill. Like, if you kill a crazy horse, you'll level up, like, 3 or 4 times or something from one...
This is in 5-3?
I'll have to try it.
But you have to have a certain amount of paper dolls to do it. I can't remember how many. But,
yeah,
you need a certain amount to do it.
A certain amount.
I think I had enough paper dolls to wear...
Yeah.
I was like, what are you...
Where do you
get paper dolls? Paper
dolls,
yeah.
I think you have to craft it, if I remember.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But you guys can't do that yet, so...
Yeah.
Basically, if you want to...
Because I totally missed something then.
No, because if you go to 18-2, Brian, we'll go to 18-3, set the dial to 9, go to 18-2... and then land in the secret landing spot. That area is an item rain area where items will continue to drop. And you can just keep run back and forth in that area and get a ton of items.
Yeah.
And you can, if you set it to 6, you can get items from like the UFO catcher and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool. That's why I'm able to craft a cat spear so early in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to 5-3.
Stage 4, tragedy. Stage 5-3, not human rescue, but fish rescue. No, there is no shelter from the rain in such an extensive green field. There is a huge puddle in front of me. Oh. They're evil fish. I wonder why they are here. Anyway, I have to go through there. Run through the puddle, defeating the fish.
These are actually in BK2, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
One experience, 490 damage to evil fish.
Yeah, 490 damage.
Yeah, you don't get much experience for
these. One.
Yeah.
What's that? There is a large evil fish tangled in a tree. The evil fish is trying to escape, but still unable to act. Toby, home, it seems to be hard for it to escape. Yes, I can let it escape.
Okay, so continue running to your right here, because we need to help the fish escape from the tree.
Toby, Dan, are you stupid? I'm trying to rescue your fish or something like that. I don't know. Why are you attacking such a kind person? Don't you want to be sliced and become a sashimi? I'm sure you are extremely nasty.
sure.
Wow, these crazy horses are definitely giving, they're giving me 132 experience.
Oh, dang. Man.
Yeah.
And the spirit trees are giving me 88 damage, or 88 XP.
Sheesh. I would be playing, but the, I've got to change my headset on my computer so I can be playing while we're talking.
Oh. Out of ball. Darn.
Okay, so now the fish will stop attacking you. So that noise is a tree.
I was taking a lot of damage in this part.
90, 0. 90, 0. So what
part are you on
now? I'm on the part after this, I think.
Well, so what you want to do, you want to climb to 98.15, which is where the fish is. Hit it.
Oh, I did do this part. Okay, yeah. Well, right now I'm grinding on stage 3, so 3-2, I think, is where I'm grinding. Oh, I was.
Okay, you are now free.
In this area.
The wild fish swam away from me and went somewhere. Toby saw them launch water to the sky and felt it as if they're encouraging his journey. Toby, you may be kind of fish than I expected. Toby, okay, let's go.
Okay, before the next stage, I'm going to go and get a few more iron balls just to be safe.
Stage.
That's a good idea, in fact. I should have done that.
Do you have to use the iron, the magical ball to make the levels, to make the enemies level 22,000 then?
No. But if you don't go invisible and you fight the enemies at really high level, and if you haven't got, like, if your stats aren't very high,
mm-hmm.
they will pretty much kill you instantly.
Oh. Yeah.
Because a crazy horse, say, might do about 50,000 damage to you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can take advantage of it, like when you're, if you have the magical, because I am going to show off in this walkthrough a very easy way of getting the magic or ball without even fighting it.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh god, I ain't even fighting these. It's no point.
Although I am gonna say when you do fight and kill a magical ball, you level up like crazy, at least your first time of doing it.
Yeah, you do. So, I leveled up about 125 times, I think.
Yeah.
Right, there we go. Oh, cool. I didn't have to do any.
Now, something else you probably didn't know, Brian, but then you might have done. You know in the tutorial in stage 2, level 1,
mm-hmm.
when Super Attacker is showing you how to use shields?
Yeah.
Well, after you've learned how to, like, lower the shields or whatever, raise the shields and whatnot, when he starts firing the iron balls at you, if you have a powerful enough weapon, you know, you can attack him and kill him and get...
Yeah,
and get,
I've done that before because I'm like, I don't want to learn how to use a shield again, so I just...
Okay, I'm going to get 15 more iron balls. Then I've got like 51. Should be plenty.
Yeah, you're getting crappy experience for those now.
Yeah. That's why I'm just running through.
Yeah. Only thing you can do.
Only getting hit by the odd insect.
Oh, I just got hit by the lamp is what I just did because I jumped too soon, too late.
Were you grinding?
Yeah.
Were you grinding? 5-2.
Select stage 4. No, I'm grinding in 3-2.
Jail search 2.
I think. I don't know. Seem
to be here. Oh my god, you're not going to get much experience from that.
Those lamps suck at first.
I went in the wrong spot, is what I did.
I meant to fight destroying sharks and insects on 4-2 with the long blade and make the money like crazy.
Yeah.
I guess with me, get enough Junko balls that I get enough left on 5-2.
I'm going to try and use mines on this next boss as well. Now, one thing I'm not sure about. Can you still knock this next boss out of the tree or not?
I don't know. Tutorial.
Stage 5. Okay, let's move on.
5-4. Sacrifice to save.
Yeah, I don't know if you...
The rain has stopped. I'm getting closer to Electron.
Excuse me.
So this isn't actually the area where the boss is. Pretty,
no, before you get to the boss, you need to walk for quite a ways to your right, and there are enemies here. So if you want to kill the enemies, you can. But there are also trees which you can climb as well. Which... Tell you what, there are a lot of horses in this area.
Yeah,
there are. Oops, that's what I did wrong. I went through the wrong door.
Leads to nowhere.
I never actually used those.
Man alive. This is a rich man's bliss up here. Easy as anything to kill the stuff. But even if you don't get experience, you get enough money to buy all kinds of expensive loans. Holy Christmas nuggets. I've almost got enough money to buy 400 pachinko balls.
Okay, I have a lot of health.
How much?
720.
Oh wow.
Well, at least I'm up in the trees, so the enemies can't attack.
Yeah. I think you get like 5 HP automatically when you level up or something.
10.
I remember.
10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the split I did this level was 3 in attack, 3 in defense, 3 in stamina, and the last 2 in my HP just to biff it up even more. And that way, more of my stats get health.
Yeah.
Okay, so climb down the tree and get prepared because we are about to enter the boss fight.
Yeah. This is where the pachinko works really well.
Yeah.
I find.
That's what I'm gonna use.
Oh wow, that crazy horse is like stationary. That's funny. It's playing that sound.
I choked and he was like, yeah, we just horses. That's what it sounded like. It's getting dark ahead. I'd better ask to rest at the
town. Uh oh, here we go.
Oh man.
Wow.
Anyway, I'll have to defeat them to get into the town.
Oh! And the game crashes!
Did your game crash?
Yeah!
What?
Oh, that happens sometimes. Sometimes I randomly get errors.
Okay, bear with me.
That's what happened to me in stage 10, but then my save corrupted, and so...
I now have enough points to buy 500 pachinko balls. I'm totally gonna do it. Go back to 5-2 and slaughter everything.
Yeah, buy enemies. Go and fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Now in BK2, I believe it was either 2-1 or 2-2, there was an area with a whole bunch of the chamber balls you could...
Oops! I totally forgot about this platform area.
Now, what's cool in the Chaos version, even if you're up here in this tree, and if you have the Chaotic Yo-Yo, even though the enemies are down below you, you can still kill them.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that weapon. I don't think I can get it yet, though.
Because really
I've only completed the beginner difficulty. Well,
But this tree is really good to climb because it cuts out a whole load of enemies on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
410, 20. And I'm up pretty high as well. 400, like, I'm at height 20 right now.
Yeah.
451, 0. Making sure there's no horses.
Okay,
we're good this time.
Toby's right.
Okay, so this boss battle, the way it works is mini demons will continue to respawn. What you want to do is you don't want to attack them. So,
mini demon at 44.0 HP 100%, mini demon at 39.0 HP, mini demon at 37.0 HP, mini demon at 35.30 HP 100% level 40.
Okay, so that is the boss demon. What we need to do is, we need to climb that tree and attack that demon. Now, a word of warning, this demon hits hard. And when I say hard, yeah. I mean hard. So,
yeah.
Let's go.
And when you kill him, the demons will stop respawning. So.
That's good.
Submenu, status, items list, my score, 9, 7, 24.
Yeah, mini demons can climb the tree.
Yeah, that's what makes it really hard because.
Yeah, this is where I had trouble right here because I kept getting killed by the demon.
So the level 41 is what you want to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah, you just took a ton of damage.
Items.
I think I did it.
Took you 202 damage.
Whoa.
Ow.
Submenu,
oh, shit.
Items list. Mushroom. 17.
Excuse me.
Tactical items. Nine ball force.
Yeah, you're taking a ton of damage from that thing.
Choose a height to throw. Down 7, throw this item. Down 6, down 5, down 4, down 2, down. Straight throw this item straight forward. Submenu. Tactical items. Collect items. Items lip. Mushroom. Submenu. Status. Weapons list. Status.
Ow.
I got swarmed. That was the problem. I got swarmed. I was trying to go through this plate. I was trying to go through this game without dying. I never normally die here. I wasn't ready either. I think that's the other problem.
Yeah.
The other thing that's different about this game versus BK2 is you don't stop taking damage even when you're healing. In BK2, when you heal yourself, it stops the it stops the game, so the game is like paused.
I've had an idea. But I don't know if it's a risk or not.
Submenu.
If I stand about one square or two squares below the mini demon, the boss one, and throw an iron ball up, maybe hit it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Would that work or not?
It might, just as long as no other mini demons get in the way.
Yeah, true. Maybe I haven't got enough HP. I couldn't act quick enough, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Once I can get a rhythm going and start whacking the hell out of it.
Alrighty. Did I go to the right... I'm just trying to remember if I went to the right stage or not to grind. I'm on stage 5-2 now.
Yeah.
Alright.
That's a good place to grind.
I just bought a bunch of potato balls and rice balls, so... Hopefully I can... do this.
I could try a mine. Would a mine work?
Which one are you at?
It might.
It might if you have... Oh, I forgot to look for mines. I didn't see any in the one place I was in.
So I know mines were doing a lot of damage to the mini demons earlier when you were using...
Yeah, they were.
I've heard mines don't work on some bosses, though.
True.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Yeah.
Like, you throw them and they don't do anything. So...
Okay, let's try this again. I'll have to defeat you to get into the
straight forward. 370 damage to mini demon.
Was that the right one?
Tactical items list. Iron ball 50 throw to attack. Choose a height to throw. Down 7. Straight throw this item straight forward. Tap iron 2. Up 1 throw. Straight throw this item straight forward. Iron ball 2. Straight throw this item straight forward. Mushroom 19. Nine ball four stuns the target for 5 seconds. Object, mini demon, tree at 4, mini demon at 43 HP 6, mini demon at 39, 30 HP 81% level 40.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm hitting the right one then.
Not doing as much.
Tap, iron ball, two. Straight throw this item straight forward. Tap, iron, two. Straight throw this item. Tap, iron, two. Straight throw this item. Tap, iron, two. Straight throw this item. Tap, iron, two. Straight throw this object two. Mini demon at 44 HP. Mini demon at 37.0 HP. Iron board. Mini demon at 44. Mini demon at 40. 30 HP. 50% level 40.
Oh, you're tapped in.
Straight throw this item straight forward. Iron two. Straight throw this tactical.
Oh shit, it hit me.
My core explodes. Items lit. Mushroom 18. Recovers 2.
Oh crap.
Tap iron two. Straight throw this item. Tap iron two. Straight throw this item straight forward. Tap iron bolt two. Straight throw this item. Tap
oh shit, it hit me.
Iron two. Straight throw this item. Item, mushroom.
Crap.
7 years. Tactical items list. Mine 4 explodes when stepped on. Object, mini tree at 4, mini demon at 40, 30 HP, 13% level 40.
Oh, couple more hits.
Submenu, status. Items list, mushroom. Signal, iron, two. Straight throw the ship. Tapped iron, two. Straight throw the ship. Combat log. Mini demon spine took you 202. Item, mushroom, 15. Tap, I. Straight throw this item, straight throw.
Killed him! Killed him!
Sweet!
Oh, you got it. Here we go.
Good. I'm only doing 75 damage to the crazy horse.
Your tech's probably not high enough.
Probably not.
I don't know. You only take.
Are you killing it in one hit or not?
I'm using my potential bolt, so
tactical items list.
Yeah, I'm gonna boost up. Next time I level up, I'm gonna boost up my tech. Although my attack is still pretty low, also.
Okay, so that is the way I defeated that boss, but as you can see, it hits hard.
You've been forcefully moved somewhere you do not know at all. You've been abandoned here, not knowing anything. You're just trying to survive, even after being taken from your true home. You don't know what to do here, right? Everything is different from where you originally lived. No matter how much you wish to return to your home, nothing can be changed. I know. Don't worry. I'll save you. You can always be angry at me because I killed your friends just now. Despite the number, you were the friends of the guy I killed. It's natural to avenge the killer. But I swear, I won't let your lives go to waste. I'll return you to your home.
Oh, so your friends from stage 4 died?
No. He's talking about the mini demons.
He has finally decided what to talk about there. The next stage has been unlocked. The stage 5 shop has been unlocked. Select a stage. Stage 5. Select Electro. Bitto, I'm selling a weapon and a shield. Oh, don't say anything about this shop. Toby, what do you mean? Bitto, people will ask, Why do you charge your best friend for things? Etc. You currently have 265 coins. What would you like to buy? Mushroom 8 coins. Laser Saber 180 coins. Vito, this weapon is just what you would expect. The power can't be enhanced by your physical strength, so your attack value does nothing for the damage upgrade. But the base damage is relatively high.
It is.
Buy this weapon. You currently... What would you like to buy?
That's a pretty good weapon for quite a while.
Back. Yeah, it is.
Take care. You select a stage.
Okay, I think I might end it here, actually. Because I want to record some Manamon. And
yeah.
Stage 6, there's a lot of cutscene, and then it's the whole flying turbulence stuff and all that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I might do stages 6, 7, and 8 as one long episode. Or 6 and 7 especially. 8 maybe
yeah.
I'll do as a separate, because... That's a really good... 8-1 is a really good grinding spot. So, join me next time when we tackle stage 6. I'm glad I beat that boss. Because that boss always gives me nightmares. I really don't like it. And join me next time when we tackle stage 6. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
There we go.
Man, speaking of Manamon, I just used mud.